Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Were there any like horses that you believe to be like divas and hard to work with?
Sophie, I reckon Comanche was a bit of a diva.
Hello, my name is Ruby Innes and welcome to Pocket Buds, a back pocket podcast where I talk to my best buds about video games and stuff. This week, we're talking all about the Saddle Club. Hello world, this is me. Life should be fun for everyone. These are the wise words sung by the main cast of The Saddle Club, an Australian-Canadian children's television series developed by Sarah Dodd. The Saddle Club originally existed as a series of children's books by self-professed equestrian novice Bonnie Bryant and were released between 1988 and 2001. And sure, books are great and knowledge is power and whatever, but 2001 was where it all really began. On April 30th, 2001, the first episode of The Saddle Club premiered in Australia. People cried, cheered, screamed, and died probably. Lives were changed then. Hundreds, if not thousands, of horse girls were born on that day. The series follows the life and times of three girls. Carol.
Phil would never poison our horses, and I would never betray a fellow saddle clubber.
Stevie.
It wasn't your fault, and I guess I sort of have a bad temper.
And Lisa.
You knew Comanche was already hyper. Were you trying to kill her?
It was these three girls that would make up the Saddle Club, a club formed due to their mutual love of, you guessed it, riding. In the show, the Saddle Club is faced with all sorts of challenges. There's Veronica, their nemesis who also loved horse riding, but ultimately was praying for their downfall.
You are so finished at this stable. I'm talking to Max.
Then there's horse competitions, shows, and general conflict that would fill a children's comedy drama series. At the end of the day, everything's resolved and friendship prevails. That's how it always works, right? But alas, everything must come to an end. The original Saddle Club wrapped up its second season in 2003, and while the series did get a reboot with a new cast back in 2008-2009, the original Saddle Club hung up their saddles seemingly for good. That was, of course, until this year. But before we get to that, I'd like to talk about my own history with the Saddle Club. When I was a little kid, I was a cartoon fanatic. It was the animated world that really drew me in more than anything. However, There were a few live-action shows that plucked my interest, and The Saddle Club was definitely one of them. As a childhood Saddle Club fan, I thought the friendship between Carol, Stevie, and Lisa was unlike anything else. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in a special bestie club, right? That rocks. I despised Veronica and her wicked ways, and my favorite horse was Belle, Stevie's Arabian black horse that she got from Chelsea. I got real into it, basically. But the funniest part of that whole thing was that I was also absolutely terrified of real horses. They are large, muscly, and mysterious. Those features in a person may be alluring, but in a horse are terrifying. I don't know what a horse is thinking. Its eyes tell me nothing. I look into a horse's eyes, and all I see is darkness. If I stood behind a horse, it has the strength to kill me with a single kick to the chest or head, and I'd hate for that to happen to me. My fear of horses has grown weaker over time as I saw more pictures of little fluffy horses and I grew quite fond of them. But the Saddle Club's love for horses has only grown stronger, if the chat I had with them is anything to go by. That's right, in collaboration with EA, Lara Jean Marshall, Sophie Bennett, and Keenan McWilliam have come back together in their respective roles as Lisa, Stevie, and Carol to recreate an episode of The Saddle Club in The Sims 4. What better way to promote the new Horse Ranch expansion than to get the OG Horse Girls on board? It's genius! The recreated episode goes for about 5 minutes and features the three acting alongside TikToker Star McGowan, who plays literally everybody else in the scene. It's a pretty dizzying mishmash of English and Simlish, and a spiritual experience to watch, if I'm entirely honest. The release of this episode somehow led to me getting the opportunity to talk to two of the three OG members of the Saddle Club. So please sit back and enjoy as I talk all about horsing around with Lara Jean Marshall, who plays Lisa, and Sophie Bennett, who plays Stevie.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. How does it feel coming back together after 17 years?
It's absolutely incredible. It's been such an incredibly long, long time. You whipped that 17 out very quickly. I was trying to figure out how long it had actually been, but yeah, it's been such a long time. It's been so much fun to see one another again.
But also Sophie, Keenan, and I have caught up, you know, in person since filming as well. When I was living in LA, I caught up with Sophie in Toronto and Keenan in New York. And so we always kept our friendship going. So this is just the first time we've actually done an interview together or done a project together since Saddle Club.
Damn, absolutely. And speaking of the project, what was it like putting it all together, especially in a platform like Sims?
I know. Sims was just incredible. When we saw the scene, it was like I'd been taken back to acting that scene, and it looked exactly the same. It was crazy, like all the detailed work they did, and, you know, they had an orange ribbon in my hair. I always wore orange in the show. And just those details, they really nailed it.
It was so fun. I was a huge Sims fan, and I haven't played in so many years. So it was amazing and such a blast from the past to, like, see the two worlds, like Sophie at that age, but also, like, Sophie's interests at that age, like, come together. It was amazing.
Oh, that rocks. Classic Sims fan. Love it. And I noticed about half of the episode was in Simlish as well. What was it like performing bilingually in a way that you probably have never done before?
Yeah, I mean, I'd never spoken Simlish. I'm sure Sophie hasn't spoken Simlish before. And we wanted to do it justice as well because there's such big fans out there. So you can't get it wrong. You've got to do it right. And, yeah, what I remember from it is Salsal means hello, everyone.
Oh, yes. Which is,
yeah. Oh, I love that you put a little accent on it. That was so cute. Yeah, it was so much fun speaking a different language and seeing our characters speak different languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I will say I was definitely not fluent in Simlish, but it was fun to give it a shot. And the team were great at instructing us how to pronounce things when we were getting it wrong. But yeah, quite the language.
Yeah, of course. And so, Sophie, you mentioned that you used to play Sims as a kid. But this is still a question, you know, for the room. Either of you guys have like a kind of personal history with The Sims, if not like video games as a whole at all? You kind of strike me as the type, and I say this as someone who was like this myself, who played like the Mary-Kate and Ashley games as a kid. But yeah, do you guys have a history with video games at all?
I was really into like the build your own world video games. So Sims and Roller Coaster Tycoon were my jam yes. for a while. I'm not like a huge gamer now, but it's one of those things that I like, especially coming together for this and seeing Sims again, I was just like, I need to get back into that. It's so much fun. I love when you can like build your own worlds together. So that was always what I was really into.
Yeah. And what's so special about this Sims project as well is, you know, both Sophie and I love horses, and it's got this great thing that you can kind of build a relationship with a horse and take care of them and be a part of that world, feel like you're on the ranch around those characters and doing your day-to-day duties and joining in on the community. I mean, this is a perfect thing that obviously through COVID and everything, we were all quite isolated, and to feel, you know, playing something like Sims, that you're just part of a community, you can still go outside, you can still do this and that. Like, what an amazing place to kind of just transform yourself into somewhere else.
Oh, absolutely. When COVID was kind of at its height, I was deep in The Sims again. I was in there creating multiple different families and having them all run at the same time. It was a time, let me tell you. Now, going into, you know, the old days of the original Saddle Club, this is like a personal question, but roughly how many horses were on set? Was there like a rotating cast of horses? Were there any like horses that you believe to be like divas and hard to work with? Like, what was the actual horse situation on set?
Sophie, I reckon Comanche was a bit of a diva. my horse Prancer actually had a different name. So his name was called Rocky in real life. So it's like he had his on-set name, Prancer, but he was actually called Rocky. And, you know, Patch was Patch. And, you know, I feel like Rocky was probably like everyone wanted to be friends with Rocky. Rocky had a really cool personality. Patch was kind of like the cute one who would just be a little bit more timid. But I reckon Comanche and there was someone else. There was another horse. Soph, can you think who was the biggest diva?
My horse in season two, Belle. Am I remembering the horse names wrong?
Yes,
I don't know. I believe it was actually male, and he was a little bit temperamental. But Comanche, I think, was just a little bit lazy, and I never wanted to be.
But I feel like you had the hardest thing with your horse all the time. It always seemed like, you know, when we were pulling up and saying a line or something, your horse would just dart a different direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a method acting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what would a horse do? But it's like already a horse. So like, it's weird that he's method acting as a horse when he's already a horse. But I guess, you know.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, actors work in different ways. I get it. It's whatever. Now, another one based on what I've been told, horses are measured by how many hands tall they are. Have you ever measured how many hands tall you are?
Ooh,
I can't say I have.
Would you be willing to do that right now?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. I can do it too. Pete, can I get a hand? Okay, cool.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'd say 11 and a half.
Wait, is it upright?
I did it.
I would say I'm similar. Laura, how many feet are you?
I'm 5'2", and I'm 11 and a half same. Hands, I think. I think we're roughly the same, Snow.
We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
10 and a half? All right, so I'm 10 and a half hands.
So we're all very close. So why don't we just say we're the 11-hand group?
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. We are now the 11-hand group. Perfect.
The 11-hand group.
Well,
you can now be our you can be our extra saddle club girl today.
Really?
Yeah, you can take Keenan's spot today.
Oh, my God. It's an honor. God, how do you say thank you in Simlish? I only know, sul-sul, and one that I quote in my house a lot is whipsy barnaka do, and I still have no idea what it means, but I just remember like Sims saying it a lot, and it's like my go-to one.
There was also something they would always say when they would get like really frustrated, like if they got like stuck somewhere, there was like something they would always say, because I mean, maybe I was just a terrible Sims mom, but like they would get like stuck and they would start freaking out.
Really good. Now we've got a little game where we're going to show you guys some notable horses from video games, and we're going to get a rating from you out of 5.
Okay.
How's that sound? Sound good?
Oh, sounds awesome.
Amazing. So the first one we've got is, I think it's Shadowmere from Elder Scrolls. He's a red-eyed demon horse. And that's, I mean, I would say that's quite a beautiful horse. I love a good scary horse. Controversial, but I'm terrified of horses in real life. I think it's just because they're so much bigger than me, right? And so, like, I mean, I'm scared of cars as well. So it's maybe it's just like forms of transport that I'm scared of. Things that move.
Things that move, I'm scared of. I probably rate that one 4 out of 5.
Yeah, you're a fan.
I'm a fan. Yeah. I like the darkness. I like the red eyes. I like the mist in the background. Beautiful horse.
Awesome. How about you, Sophie?
Yeah, maybe like a 4.2.
Hell yeah. So we're loving Shadowmere. Mm-hmm. Very cool. This next one is like a complete opposite direction in the sense of it's very colorful and potentially very annoying. We've got Horstachio from Viva Pinata. So it's the one on the right there. So Horstachio is one of the main characters of Viva Pinata. Looks heaps of fun. I think a funny thing with Viva Pinata is like not a lot of people realize is that it's a very unforgiving game where like you can just have heaps of creatures, but they can just be gone in an instant. So clearly this is a big horse ranch. What a coincidence, right? Crazy. But yeah, how do you guys feel about Horstachio?
I think Pistachio seems a little bit aggressive. I don't like that bucking and everything. No one wants to be on a horse when it bucks. So I'd probably say a 2.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Horstachio like a 3. He's giving me kind of clown vibes.
Yeah,
which
he is very clowny. He is very
like
Bozo
the
clown.
I do like the colors.
Oh, yeah, great colors. All right, so we're feeling, let's say we're feeling mid on Horstachio. That's fair enough.
Yes.
Now, this one's a classic. We would be absolutely flamed if we didn't include her, but we've got Epona now, who is best known as Link's horse from the Legend of Zelda series. She's very loyal. She's in almost every game where Link can ride a horse. She's beautiful. She's got this beautiful chestnut brown and then this white mane. She's gorgeous, and she's always there for Link. I'm a huge fan of Epona. I always have been. With the newest Legend of Zelda game, I made sure I could get her as soon as possible. I love her. I love Epona. I'm a big fan. How do you guys feel?
I think it's a 5 for me. I think she's absolutely gorgeous. And those legs, she can run.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a perfect
horse. Yes. I'm going to say 4.9.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I love these decimals.
You're lost the point today.
What is this? 0.1 for?
Yeah. What's this obsession with the points?
Now, this one, it's a given. I'm going with the horses from Sims 4 Horse Ranch. I think the great thing about this, the horses from Sims 4 Horse Ranch, is they're very customizable. And they're actually very beautifully designed, you know. I, as someone who got to make a horse myself, because I have been playing this expansion to death, I'm a big fan. I like these horses. I like that they've got real big, beautiful eyes. I like them. I love them, in fact. How do you guys feel?
I'd probably say a 20 out of 5. I think they're absolutely stunning. They are horses. We know them. We know everything about them. We love them. And it takes us back to our childhood. So definitely a 20 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're literally perfect. So, I mean, maybe I'll go with a 5 out of 5 to switch things up from Lara.
Ooh,
but
exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this one's a big horse. At least from what I've seen, it's a big horse. I'm pretty sure it's a big horse. This one's Aggro from Shadow of the Colossus. Shadow of the Colossus is kind of one of those, like, cult classics, I would call it. This is a big horse. Unless I'm under the impression that horses aren't that big. But the thing is, I'm scared of them because they are so big. But this one is a beautiful horse. I think I've got an affinity for the dark horses. You know, I think they just look cool as hell.
Also, I'm feeling that vibe from you.
thank you. Thank you for picking up on it. Yeah, I love him. I think this horse is gorgeous. Look at that tail. Mm-hmm. It just moves so beautifully in the wind. How do we feel about this horse?
Yeah, gorgeous.
I was just going to say, I absolutely love it. I love like a black horse. I just think they're so beautiful. I would give this one a 5, I think. 5 out of 5 as well.
Awesome.
I would say 4.5. I'm going to take Sophie's decimal point, ooh, you know, obsession right now. 4.5. I think beautiful mane, beautiful tail, great legs, and but just not reaching my my Saddle Club horses.
That's fair.
The Sims horses, yeah.
Now we got two more, so we'll just punch them out. This next one is, once again, it's a favorite of mine. Maybe I like horses a lot more than I think I do. Yeah, I'm starting
to get you in the saddle. Will you come out with Sophie and I, and we'll have to all
get
in
the same.
Yeah,
I just got to ride with you guys.
Oh, right.
That's the way to do it. I just need to give him a chance, you know?
Yeah, let's introduce you to horse riding.
Yeah. So this next one is the Skeleton Horse from Breath of the Wild. You can only find these horses at night. And then in the newest game, you can find them at night, but you can also find them in the depths, so deep, deep underground. I love these horses. And the saddest thing is, like, you can't keep them. If you try to register them at a stable, the stableman will tell you that it's a stable for horses, not monsters. And it's sad because they're just like horses. They just look a little bit different. But I think they are so cool. So cool. Obviously could not exist within reality, but god damn, that's a cool horse. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, I like differences. I like that they broke the barrier and showed something different, and I would say 5 because I just absolutely think, you know, they went out of the box and these horses are beautiful just the way they are.
You're so right.
Cool.
How about you, sir?
I'm going to give it a 4 because it doesn't look that comfortable to ride. I gotta be honest. There's not a lot of padding going on, but it is pretty cool. I really like the eyes.
Gorgeous. And last but certainly not least, my final question to end this out. What is your favorite famous horse of all time? I know that's a hard one.
Black Beauty.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's something beautiful about a horse in the wild, and I love black horses. Mm. Very elegant and beautiful.
Oh my goodness. I mean Black Beauty is a great one. And I instantly went to Donkey and Shrek, even though that's a donkey.
He was a horse in Shrek 2? Or Shrek the 3rd?
Really?
When they took the beautiful potion?
Oh, yes.
And Donkey became a white stallion.
Prince Charming was...
Okay, so I think he identifies as a horse. I think that's what we're learning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I think you can choose Donkey.
It's allowed. Well, it's allowed.
Yeah.
Those are all the questions I've got. Girls, thank you so much for taking the time to chat. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
My absolute pleasure. But yeah, thank you so much. We're probably going to cut this up, have a lot of fun with it. And yeah, it was your episode of Horse Ranch was super funny. It rocked. Just going in between, like, just talking normally and then into Simlish. I just didn't expect it at all. It was so good.
It's so bizarre, isn't it? You know?
But yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat.
No worries.
I hope you guys have a lovely rest of the day.
And a big thank you to you for listening. If you're liking what you're hearing, why not give us a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you're using? Better yet, why not give us a nice little review? This one comes from the Pants of a God. In the immortal words of Mario, wowie zowie, that's a good podcast. And I'm inclined to agree. And hey, if you really like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more, consider supporting Back Pocket over on Patreon, where you can get access to our lovely Discord full of all sorts of buds. And if you support us at a certain tier, you can even get access to more audio content just like this. We're talking bonuses, baby. You can also find us over on Twitch, where we've got our main live show every Thursday from 7 p.m. AEST, and on TikTok, where we're constantly posting very good stuff for you to cast your big, beautiful eyes on. And then there's the socials, which you're also welcome to get around. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. And as an evil version of the Saddle Club would say, goodbye, world. This isn't me, and life shouldn't be fun for everyone. Bye.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.